When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
All right, call it 20. Let's go. Universal In Your Future already gave away some tickets last hour, but let's go ahead and get you in on the fun. We got tickets for you at 9, noon, 3, and 6 all day and all week here at K-Rock, so you can enjoy all the fun of your favorite blockbusters at the all-new Universal Mega Movie Summer. Go beyond the screen with special character meet and greets, beat the heat, soak-worthy thrills, party in the park like never before. It is the best summer day, and it's happening in L.A. June 13th through August 10th, which means right now, get to Universal while you can. And we got four tickets for you to go to Universal Studios Hollywood if you are caller 20 at 800-520-1067. Allie, what an exciting hour to get into. We got those tickets to give away in a moment. Find out why you ended up drinking yourself to a level of drunk that you have not been in years. We're convinced it's because you were depressed after your pickleball destruction from at the hands of those children that destroyed you, and then you lost again to the blind guy.
And my own wife.
And your own wife. But, you know, let's celebrate something for just a moment before we give away these tickets, because we asked our listeners to step up and help out. And as a lot of people, especially big corporations, were remaining silent, we were not happy seeing what was going on in neighborhoods all over Southern California to friends and listeners and family members. And so we started a mission, which we don't do often. We're not a mission-driven show. But when something as simple as eating more tacos can help so many people, we decided let's go ahead and create something that we called 10K for LA.
The crowd used to be 10 deep, and now there's barely a line.
It's not a joke. They took all my employees.
They're afraid. Or people that are coming, you know, to get a quick bite are not coming out because they're scared to be out.
ICE has started to abduct taqueros at taco trucks.
Business is so bad, he's parked his food truck for now and won't take it out.
This area is usually packed shoulder to shoulder, but in the days since ICE began its raids, business here has basically collapsed.
Collapse. 10,000 tacos for L.A.
The mission was simple. Eat more tacos. Eat a lot of tacos. Buy tacos. Help support when you can and where you can. And some people committed to going on full tacos, three meals a day. Others said, I went for one, but I bought enough for my coworkers. And we had so many people, especially a lot of these taco places, taco trucks reach out to us and say, thank you for what you're doing. People mentioned it. 10K for LA. We've been getting tagged nonstop in pictures and videos. And it's been actually delicious to watch, but also it's beautiful. It feeds you, but also kind of feeds the soul in a beautiful sort of way.
Yeah, and it was nice to see a lot of different types of tacos. There were breakfast tacos, lunch tacos, dinner tacos, you know, veggie tacos, al pastor, and everything in between. Yeah. Everyone looked delicious.
Everything was positive except for that one crispy taco I ate, and everyone gave me a hard time and said,
yeah. And also, Ali still owes us a couple of tacos.
Well, I did buy drunk tacos before I went home on Saturday night. All they had left was chorizo because it was very late at night. Uh-huh. And I threw them up, I think, within an hour.
Oh, you did?
Those back.
We can't take credit for those, then.
No, I bought them.
Vanessa is entering the studio now with the official tally. She's been keeping track. I don't think she slept at all.
Taco count.
We have the official taco count envelope being brought into the K-Rock studios
now. She took this
now.
So seriously.
She took it more seriously than anything we've ever done.
She's had no
sleep. So stressed about
the taco count because she wanted to make sure we didn't double count tacos. She had platters. I saw her zooming in on pictures to make sure every taco got counted. It was wild. And then there was even just conversations happening in the halls where I heard coworkers talking about. She's like, "Did you tell us? Did you post them? Because if not, I don't know."
I mean, you're telling me, but I need proof.
Yeah, Vanessa, are you so happy that we've decided to call it quits? I don't know what number we're going to be at, but are you happy at least that we're not continuing this anymore, just for your own mental health?
I mean, I am happy to stop counting because sometimes I would, like, mess up my count and I'm like, no, I'm not recounting this. Now, I had a system. I don't know if it was a good one.
Thank you, everyone. Before I read the official tally, did you count the ones that Allie got and then threw up or no? Were those not counted?
Allie didn't give a count. I was like, drunk tacos, I guesstimated 3.
Yeah, no, she did say she got 3, but she did throw them up. Ladies and gentlemen, I will let you know at this point. all of the taco eating and buying has resulted in, this is according to our official count. Hold on. I was hoping we would get to 10,000. I thought this would have been super depressing if we had only been at about 4,000. I think we ended at the week at 6,000 something on Friday.
Yeah.
As of right now, Los Angeles, congratulations. 11,652 tacos.
What?
That you have helped purchase and consume, and really probably you would have bought these anyway, but thank you for helping us to spread the word. This is actually incredible. Minus the three that Ali threw up, we're still at 11,649. So we will go ahead and fix the number to accommodate the ones Ali threw up. But thank you.
I think I only threw up half of them, by the way.
Big moment. All right, well, we'll adjust the number. Here, take the number. You can adjust it.
All right.
It's incredible. And seriously, I know it's hardly anything, but people did appreciate what we did because, if anything else, it helped bring some attention to something that a lot of other people are just choosing to not talk about. So thank you for stepping up and eating more tacos. And I would encourage you to keep doing it for the foreseeable future. But in the meantime, thank you for all you've done, and congratulations. You've done it, and according to 818, every pound Jake has lost, I have gained, but it was for a good cause.
And you don't have to stop now. Yeah, you know, you can just keep going.
So happy to fight the good fight. And any fight that is wrapped in flour or corn tortilla is the good fight. So Thank you for that. All right, let's go ahead and give away some tickets right now. And thank you for all of your support here. Ali has updated the number, and Vanessa can now finally take a nap. Well done, L.A. I'm very proud.
And well done, Vanessa.
11,000 tacos. Those are just in pictures we've been tagged in. So imagine how many others, people that don't even have social media, that were still eating tacos, inspired by the show. We head to Pasadena, and we say hi to Isa.
Hi. That's good morning. That's
a troubling name right now, but congratulations. And you are caller 20.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I love K-Roll. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. We love you. You're going to go to Universal with three friends or family members. The choice is yours.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Hold on one second. Thank you. All right.
Is she a cartoon?
She's a cartoon. She's not
okay.
Really. All right. Get into a brand new hour of the show after Fall Out Boy here on K-Roll. K-Rock, finale show. Generation Wars will be coming up in a few moments. Chance for you to win yourself a tiny towel. We got some other stuff to get into if you would like to represent your generation. Bragging rights could be yours, especially if you're a millennial that has let us down every single time we've done Generation Wars. You can give us a call, and we'll get into that coming up here on K-Rock this morning. Last time we did this, I think Boomers had a nice win, and then I think it went to Gen X. So if Gen Z or millennials feel like stepping up, we will hear from you no matter which generation you identify as. And that'll be coming up in moments, the return of Generation Wars on K-Rock for the ultimate bragging rights. But first, Ali, there's a lot of stuff happening that I think will hit all generations differently as it pertains to reboots. It's time for some Toot It, Reboot It here on K-Rock, where we talk about some of the exciting reboots that have been announced or trailers have officially dropped for. And it's kind of wild now. And I would imagine if you're in your 30s, even potentially I would say late 20s, you've lived long enough that something that you potentially grew up watching is potentially being rebooted already.
Like Harold and Kumar?
Yeah, I mean, I would argue that's more of a sequel than a reboot.
I think if enough time passes for this between the original, like Happy Gilmore, enough time has passed between the original and the sequel for I think it just to be qualified as a reboot.
No, it's a sequel. It's Happy Gilmore 2.
Yeah, it's a long-awaited sequel where it's a way of rebooting an old movie.
I thought when you reboot it, it's got to be like a new cast, new stars and all that.
Like, what would you consider that Office, like the redoing the Office show again?
Are they doing that, or are they just talking about it? I feel like every single day I see new things about a potential reboot.
I think they're redoing it, but see, that's the other thing.
Yeah,
Fuller House was
a reboot, and there was a lot of the original cast.
Fuller House, I think, would classify as a reboot because there was enough, like Omar said, new people that were brought into the fold, but you have to keep, you know, some of the riffraff floating around from
the
original.
So it's a mix of the original cast and new people?
And someone said you're thinking spinoff. See, that's the other question, is spinoff. Spinoff is not a reboot
at
all.
That doesn't go with the song, so we can't do it.
We don't have a spinoff song, guys. We found this song, and we're sticking with it. So we call it Reboots, and let's go ahead and start with the one that I think people are the most excited about, and that would be the return of Frank Drebin, his son.
Yeah, and this is with Liam Neeson, and there was a trailer that had already been released, kind of a teaser trailer, and now this is another trailer that they released recently, and it has the first look at Pam Anderson, because she's also in the movie.
Over here, Lieutenant. I think someone murdered my brother.
Please, take a chair.
Thank you.
I'll find them. This is what I do.
Says you served 20 years for man's laughter.
You mean manslaughter? Must have been quite the joke.
Yeah.
Need a bathroom.
I need this room immediately.
There's a line, man.
Police business.
I love the idea of the return of stupid comedy.
It's great.
Pull up a chair, and then she just takes a chair and leaves and drags it out of the room.
You take a chair, just leaves with the chair. It's great.
Yeah.
It's good. That actually is classic Naked Gun humor right there. But some people will see this and not have any idea Naked Gun even existed. You know, Leslie Nielsen, the original Frank Drebin, is probably the funniest comedy actor of all time.
And
so
he
would
plays
argue.
His son.
Liam Neeson being his son. So once again, I don't even know if you would consider this a reboot. I know they're calling it the reboot of the Naked Gun franchise, but technically it has been recast, but it's also, the story continues.
Yeah, and I think that his nemesis is, like, also the son of the previous nemesis. Like, it passes on. So
right.
It's kind of like a spinoff plus a reboot, in a way. And then I Know What You Did Last Summer is being rebooted, and that's, I'm pretty sure, a completely new cast. They released a trailer for that as well. And I just feel like those are the movies that you can reboot a million times and everyone will still watch
it. The easy fix for anything is we have a franchise that people used to like, and now all the people that were 20 when we did originally are 40, so we'll just make them the parents and
now
give
that
them kids.
Started hating new movies.
Right, now that everyone doesn't like new movies, we'll just take Jennifer Love Hewitt and give her a kid, and now it can be like, I can't believe her kid is now being stalked by the killer that tried to kill her mom.
Totally.
And then the story works out. Everyone just goes, all right, I'll buy into it.
What about the King of the Hill revival?
Now, that's coming to Hulu, and that is already been, I think they already did all that. But once again, that was I don't even put that as a reboot. I put that as like a money grab. Because
that's
a different category.
It's a 10-episode revival. And it premieres in August. So it's like a limited series revival type thing. But it's Mike Judge again. And it's with Hank and Peggy. And they're retired now. So it's them later in life.
Later. Yeah,
so it's picking up from the same place.
I still don't know if any of these reboots technically are reboots.
What about Masters of the Universe, the new He-Man?
Well, you know, it's funny. We talked to last time Jared Leto was on with us before he was in hot water is when he called us from the set of...
He was playing Skeletor.
I
think we mushed another one. Omar, I don't even think you know this because you were not on Friday. You were not here with us. But you
there's an update?
Not about Jared Leto, but you did single-handedly mush Vladdy Divac, right?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Okay,
I did hear
just
about
making
that.
Sure.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I did. He got into a motorcycle accident and just fell off the motorcycle.
Yeah.
We haven't heard
of Vladdy Divac in like a decade.
Right, but, but we mentioned, what's funny, because we mentioned Jared Leto. He was on the show, and then, of course, the story comes out. He was on the set of the He-Man movie, I believe, where he's playing Skeletor, unless they recast him for that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another one, Allie. I guess that would be a reboot because that's been a long ass time. But they'd never made a He-Man live action movie before, so maybe that's not a reboot at all. When did they do that?
1987.
Cool.
Wow, Jay.
Dolph Lundgren.
What you know? That show that you were watching, The Four Seasons.
Yes,
that was a reboot.
Right, that was an original movie that was out originally,
in the 80s. I think.
Hold on, we got to go to break. But there's a message for Omar.
Hello, this is Vlade Divac, coming from Montenegro Hospital, Laker legend. And fantastic motorcycle driver.
Okay,
my friend had told me that someone in L.A. had mentioned me on radio. I was so excited that Seacrest was talking about me.
No.
And then he said no. Big Boy? No.
Uh-oh.
Mark and Brian? No.
They're not on.
Kevin and Bean?
No.
Oh, no. He's at Klein and Alley. So he sent me a photo of you two. And I asked him, you sure this is not Mark and Brian?
Okay.
And he said no. That's the people.
Thank you.
I was so shocked, I crashed my motorcycle.
Okay.
Thank you so much for the mush. I'll catch you next time. I'm in L.A., bastards.
If you are representing a generation and would like to battle in Generation Wars, call us now. The game is next. A great prize up for grabs and bragging rights for your generation. Let's go. Gen Xers, Gen Zers, Millennials, Zennials, even Boomers will squeeze you in after this. Hey, Rock. Fun Alley Show. How do you identify generationally? Are you a Millennial, a Gen Xer? Gen Z, perhaps, or a boomer. We'd love to hear from all generations, an opportunity for you to play the Generation Wars. Win yourself bragging rights for your entire generation, people that were born in that decade-ish time around when you were born. And even though you would think that we would all have similar knowledge, you know, base of information, totally different. Having a conversation, but watching a conversation take place between Jake and Johnny is like watching two people speak a different language.
Yeah, I know. So seeing that age gap take place, and then it makes me think about people who date outside of their generation and date people who are 20 years younger than them, and I'm like, what do you talk about?
Right, but the good news is, since we just learned in Tune and Reboot, all the things come back again, so potentially, if you date someone who's young enough, you could all be into all the same things.
And they're like, oh my God, Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, right. I remember seeing the original in theaters. They're like, the original's on Netflix and next month. What are you talking about? You're like, yep, that's right. It's time for a generation generation wars. On this show, we have multiple generations represented. Jake's a proud Gen Xer. I am a Zennial. Ali's a millennial.
So is Vanessa.
And then Johnny's a J. Johnny would be Gen Z. And Vanessa's Alpha. Alpha Gen.
Hey.
That's the babies that were born today. So, once again, it's 800-520-1067. On the phone, I see many people representing Gen X and Millennial, and they are trying to lock down a Gen Zer to join as well. In the past, the first time we did this, I can't keep track of all the winners, Allie, but I know we've had a boomer win this thing before, which is shocking.
Yeah,
but, you know, boomers
want
to know everything. And then there, we've had a Gen Xer seem to do very well because they've learned everything that happened in their generation and then all of the stuff that has happened since. Gen Z usually...
They've had a couple wins.
Had a few wins. But the millennials, for whatever reason, I don't know what it is.
Nothing. Not one win.
It's not that they don't know the answers to these things, because you would think millennials are right in the middle of all of this. They should have picked up some of the Gen X stuff and some of the Gen Z stuff.
Yeah, I mean, before internet, before smartphones,
right,
we experienced pagers, which was a really weird time. And now here
time.
We are in 2025, and for some reason, we've retained none of it.
Yeah, it was so cool that anyone who had a pager was either a doctor or a drug dealer. No one else had a pager. It was doctors or drug dealers, and you had to kind of size up the page and be like, I think I know exactly what that person's doing, and they're not fixing bones.
You know, Johnny didn't know what a pager was.
Right, of course. Why would he? Doesn't even know what a page of a book is now. We go to our first contestant. They used to want to be a stuntman growing up.
Okay.
Does that give you a...
Did you randomly just know that fact about
Random fact that's been given to me about Randy. Randy is representing... Randy, what generation are you?
Gen X, the best.
Gen X is so self-important because they claim that they are the best. And we did recently read in some research that actually if you look at the most... I guess it's the coolest generation or the one that is the most...
Happiest.
The happiest is Gen X, right, because they got the last of the money or something. So Randy is representing Gen X. Randy, if you know the answer to these questions, you must lock in by yelling out Gen X. Wait for Allie to call on you, and then you'll have a chance to go ahead and answer. Representing Gen Z right now is born in the year 1999. This is Donovan. Good morning, Donovan.
Sweet divot.
Donovan, you are a 99 baby for fact, right?
Yes.
And what is an interesting fact about you that we should know?
I guess I like to dance.
Wow, okay. That's so fascinating. Wow, when did we start doing random fun facts? Is that like something we wanted to add?
I think we wanted people to feel like they got a chance to know the contestants more than just
all
their
names. Fun fact, I like to dance.
Representing 1994 and all millennials, we say hi to Saul. Good morning, Saul. You are a legitimate millennial right in the middle, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone sounds the same, by the way. I honestly, there's every line's got someone on it.
Millennial? Are you Gen Z?
Do you also like to dance, Saul?
No, I'm not a big dancer.
Oh, that's how we can tell the difference from the two of them. And let me hear you. Donovan, you do like to dance.
Yeah.
Okay. And Saul, you do not like to dance.
No, I don't.
Okay, once again, I have... Well,
one of them has a slightly worse phone connection. That's
okay, good.
You can
That's
tell.
How we can tell the difference between the two of them. All right, and then Randy, of course, is representing... At least I can tell Randy apart. Randy is representing all of Gen X. So we've got a Gen Z, Gen X, millennial battle. All right, guys, hands on your buzzers. Here we go. Once again, I will ask the question, yell at your generation. If Ali calls on you, you have a chance to answer. And let's figure out who gets bragging rights in this week of Generation Wars. Question number one. What was Sam Goody?
Gen X.
Okay, Gen X. Randy?
Record store.
All right.
There you go.
That is correct.
1 point.
Silence from the other two generations that have no
Not
idea.
Not even a millennial got, like...
You would think,
come on,
but
you
no.
remember Sam Goody.
Question number two. What does Skibbity refer to? Skibbity.
Gen X.
Millennial.
I think Gen X called in first. Randy?
Gen X?
Skibbity toilet.
Skibbity toilet, that is correct.
Well.
YouTube smash, Skibbity toilet. I can't believe, millennial, you knew that one though, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you got to scream a little bit sooner. Here we go, question number three. Gen X is up 2-0. What three-letter word is another way of saying dating turnoff?
Millennial?
Millennial, go ahead with confidence.
DPO?
No, that is not correct.
Oh, my God. Why are you so disappointing?
Millennials, you always let us down. Yeah. We are one of you. Yes, to steal, go ahead.
Stuff?
Nope.
Stuff?
I think he said sus, but that is not right either. All right, the word we were looking for is ick. The ick. Dating turnoff. I would have thought Gen Z would have stepped up on that one. Gen Z, what happened to you? You busy dancing or something?
No, I didn't know that one.
All right, we move on. Gen X is still up 2-0. It's Generation Wars on K-Rock. Which generation has bragging rights? Right now, it seems like Gen X is running away with it. We go to question number 3. Which Mexican dance craze became a global sensation in the year 1996?
Millennial.
Wow. Gen X called in and said the right answer.
Gen X already yelled the answer. Macarena, that's correct. He's up 3-0. Well, there's still a chance for a comeback, but it's unfortunately falling away very quickly. Question number 4. If someone posts a skull emoji, it means that they probably found the last text they received to be what?
Gen Z.
Go ahead, Gen Z.
Donovan?
Dead.
Right, all right. But they found if they post it, what does that mean? They found the last text they received to what? To be what?
To be hilarious.
All right, I'll accept that. Finally, Jesus Christ. On the board. All right, now, Allie, what's the score currently?
Looks like Randy's got 3, Donovan's got 1.
Okay.
All right.
Millennials still scoreless as usual.
Man, this is like the longest streak ever since we've had a millennial winner. And every millennial in the text line goes, I'm a millennial, I know all of these. Well, next time you got to call in and play. Gen X is still in lead. We go to your next question.
909 said only girls say ick. I thought everyone said ick.
It's a common enough phrase. Here we go. What diet became a major trend in the 2000s, emphasizing low-carb intake?
Millennial.
Millennial.
Keto.
Oh, my God.
That's not right.
Gen X?
Gen Z.
Atkins.
Right. Gen X gets the point again. All right.
Didn't that guy die from his own diet?
Yeah, he needed more carbs or something. We go to your next question. Gen X is running away with it, unfortunately. But here we go. What was the name of the U.S. men's basketball team that entered the Olympics in 1992?
Gen Z.
The
Dream Team.
That is correct.
Wow. Good job.
Gen Z is in second place and still has a chance at something. Millennial?
A chance at something.
Let's go ahead and check the scoreboard, Allie. There's only a few questions left.
Randy's got 4 representing Gen X, and Donovan's got 2 representing Gen Z. Millennials, still scoreless.
Sales of this breakfast food skyrocketed after it had an appearance on this popular Netflix show called Stranger Things. Which breakfast food skyrocketed in sales?
Gen X. Waffles.
It's more specific. All right, that is correct. Well, I think that's going to be game over at this point.
This game makes me sad.
Final questions. Here we go. Which 1990s fad involved taking care of a digital pet?
Millennials. It's a Tamagotchi.
Finally. At least you have a point.
I thought I was going to say Labubu. I was going to hang up on him. All right, he's on the board now. Allie, what's the score currently with only 3 questions left?
Gen X is at 5. Donovan with Gen Z is at 2. And Saul, the millennial, has 1
point. All right,
point.
If you sweep the next 3 questions, Donovan, you could tie up with Gen X, and we have a chance for Gen Z. Here we go. What show popularized Hans and Franz?
Gen X.
Okay, Randy?
Saturday Night Live.
There you go.
All right, well, that's going to be all she wrote. But I'll give you these final questions anyway. What was the name of the Clinton's cat? No answers?
No one knows the name of the Clinton's cat.
No, it was Socks. Socks, the cat. It was a big deal in the White House, apparently. I guess it doesn't matter, but Suzanne Summers was the spokesperson for what exercise product?
Gen X.
Go ahead.
Master.
All right. Well, Gen Z, you put in an effort. Unfortunately, you and Millennial got smoked again. Gen X, it seems to just win this thing every time.
And he's happy about it.
He's very proud. Randy, what would you like to say as bragging rights for your entire generation right now? You started the call by saying you rule, but go ahead. You have an opportunity now. You've won this generation wars. What would you like to say?
I said it at the beginning. Gen X is the best. We're still the best. The other ones don't even come close.
You get to pick any band now from your generation for us to play on K-Rock. So whatever you'd like to pick, go ahead.
Pearl Jam.
All right. I'm going to give you this because I had it queued up anyway. Since everyone knows this is an educational show on K-Rock with new summer hours going live till 11, let's give you your news. ADD News starts now.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
If you're driving right now, look to your left. Chances are the person next to you is on their phone. In fact, so is the person on your right and the person to their right and probably you as well. And now they're trying to crack down on it. A new California law has made it illegal to hold your phone at all in your car for any reason, even if it is picking a song, checking a notification, checking your Google Maps. It's now breaking the law if you're touching it. It's the new no-touch rule, which is a good rule in general, I guess.
My wife has that rule.
No-touch rule.
I go, where did that rule start? She goes, it started. It's been there for a while.
What D-bag drew up this law?
Well, there is...
Who passed it, by the way, and who voted for this?
I mean, I assume this is all Newsom and all the good, you know. It's a loophole where it was never really okay to be doing this, but...
No, but we all kind of, as a collective, accepted that it's fine. Well, no cop is going to waste their time pulling people over while that they're on their phone, right?
I have seen cops texting and driving or on their phone while driving.
No, they're TikToking. The cops are TikToking.
That's true. And you know what?
Funny little dances.
They're doing lip syncing.
They have time for that.
Right.
I think that everyone has developed their own personal rules for what's okay and what's not. Like, if I'm at a stoplight, I can pick up my phone because I'm not moving.
Yeah, but not if you're the first car. If you're the first car in front of the red light, your job is to make sure that when the light changes green, you're the first one out of the gate.
You have a responsibility.
Responsibility because you're the pace. And if you sit there, if the first car sits there, and usually they do because they're on their phone, it takes like the second or third car also on their phones as well. Someone's got to honk and be like, come on, a-hole, you're dictating this
stuff. Yeah, but it's... Add till you know when the light turns green.
Right, that's right. Great idea. Text. When the light changes green, you get an immediate text.
My God. Problem solved,
that would
guys.
Be great.
Light is green. Light's about to go green.
But then some people also think, well, if I'm picking a podcast or if I'm watching, if I just have my Netflix up just ever so slightly off to the right, I'm not really on my phone. I'm not touching it. It's just on. You know what I mean? I think texting and being on your phone are probably the least distracting things that you could be doing
and
on your phone.
And people do also come up with an excuse for themselves, and they do claim that if I am using my phone for a Google Maps, a Waze situation, then technically that's part of driving, so that is okay.
Yeah, or if I'm texting but I'm using voice to text and I'm holding my phone, that's fine, which I would think is pretty innocent, but none of that is okay anymore. And they also said that they're going to enforce this with very steep fines. But I still agree that
police officers don't have anything else better to do.
I know.
For sure.
Like, still, even if they look, I've seen a cop look at me while I'm holding my phone and then just go, ugh.
But we've all done that.
And I do the drop. Yeah, I immediately drop.
Yeah, you're like, oh, you didn't see anything.
What?
The drop. We've all done the drop. The drop is the funniest move ever because sometimes you got phone.
You're totally busted.
Yeah, you hold it up. The cop looks at you. Eye contact is made. And you just do that whole whoops.
You feel like you're 16 again. And you're like, nothing. All right, we've been using AI for a while now.
Sure. No phone. I don't have a phone. What are you talking about? Huh? On you.
So the big question is ChatGPT and AI making us dumber? We've been using it long enough to do a study, and they determined that...
Here's the results.
They do feel like I might be on the tism.
Yep, you're on the tism.
Yeah, he is on the tism for sure.
Sure is. Sure
it's
is.
Not a lot of spectrum.
Dude, can we recap Vanessa's wild email yesterday?
Oh, my God,
she did it through AI. That was weird.
Yeah, she does her Sunday emails through AI now, and she even gave it a theme. It was like a Love Island theme.
Yeah. And did you not enjoy that awesome, fun email?
I hated it with every bean in my body.
It was like, you don't have a soul.
It was...
What's the word? Soul.
You're not wrong, Vanessa, about Omar, but the reality is that email is becoming about 2% Vanessa now and 98% robot.
I love Vanessa emails.
Yeah, I like the Vanessa emails more. Less polished. Less
I
polish.
Know. Well, it was like this week on Klein Alley Show. I was like, I don't know if I have time to read all
this. I thought I was getting spammed, to be honest.
So they determined that it may cause what they're calling cognitive debt in the human brain. So that's smart talk for it's making you dumber, potentially. The study was done on students who used ChatGPT to help them write their essays versus students who went BO, brain only. Mm. They determined that the BO students were lame. No, they said they outperformed the ChatGPT kids in every category, and they were also able to quote and retain parts of the essay way better than the ones who used AI. And if you ask ChatGPT about this study, It says, wow, this is interesting and plausible, but this is still an early study, and cognitive offloading isn't always a bad
thing. What is wrong with your brain?
Well, I get it. I think that a lot of the stuff that is supposed to make us smarter, smart cars, lane change assist, all that, we get so used to it that when it stops happening, or when we you know, getting a car that doesn't have it, we're like, whoa, people just pulling into other lanes. We're like, I didn't beep, so I just thought I could come over.
Yeah, I know.
Think all
that
the
lane assist really helps me be on my phone.
But auto, yeah, of course, that's the goal.
All right, did you go to the movies this weekend? Chances are you did not see Elio. I think you were the only one. It was officially the worst movie opening for a Pixar movie ever. It only made $21 million. The movie 28 years later still did better, did How to Train Your Dragon. And then the movie itself has 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. So it's not necessarily a bad movie. I think a lot of people just kind of forgot that it existed. Did you like it?
I rate all of those kids' movies in the following scale. Did I get a solid nap while the movie was on? And this one, because the AC was cranking and I had a reclining seat, I give it a 2 thumbs up. I mean, I napped great. I don't know.
9 out of 10 big nostrils.
I could not tell you, Allie, what happened in that movie. I couldn't tell you one of the characters' names.
Did your kids like it?
I brought one of my kids. I think she liked it. She had all of her popcorn, and at the end, she said, "Can we see it again?"
So
I guess
you didn't watch one.
Nope, I was asleep before the movie started. She woke me up during the credits.
So your kid didn't have any kind of like bonding moment with you, like, you know, when you're watching the film, like, oh, that was a great part of the movie.
And a funny joke, and now you both remember that joke, and when you saw the movie together.
She told me
you could have inside, like, jokes. Yeah, exactly.
She told me afterwards one of the aliens ate pizza, and I probably would have liked that part. And I said, yeah, I probably would have.
She talks to you about it like you weren't there.
Yeah.
You would have loved it, Dad.
Yeah, she explained the movie to me and her mom at the same time, and she was not at the theater, and we were both.
You're like, whoa.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, but you know, just do what I can do.